Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology. Welcome to Castology. It's a great podcast. We're a great podcast for great people, where we recommend podcasts from great people. I'm going to say I'm actually really excited for this week's episode, for the review specifically. I'm on your host, Nick Bleak. Across from me is
Zane C. Weber.
And to the end of the table is
Elizabeth Best.
And we're here to review some podcasts. Are you guys excited as I am for the listener submissions?
Look, yeah, I think so. I'm just not excited about a lot lately, but as much as I can be excited, I really love it that we can that we do listener submissions in this podcast. They make me happy. I really love when I find a good one that I really vibe with. So yeah,
it's a beautiful little community. I think that's why I like it as well, because it is spreading like the love for lesser known shows, and also because people are actually submitting them. I think that's where you kind of get a bit excited. You see their message
with my one when they submitted it. They didn't have as many listeners. Now they've actually got quite a few listeners, so I'm like, we're helping you, though you've already helped themselves. whatever.
You massive fucking power player, you.
I'm an asshole for leaving it on my list for so long.
Liz the Queen Maker.
I didn't. That's the point.
Oh shit.
I left it too late. Oh, they got famous. And then I reviewed them like a terrible chump.
So we don't have a theme this week.
Not for our recommendations.
No, we don't. So I want to start with Zane's.
I thought you were going to start yourself for a second.
Not even a little bit surprised, because you were like staring at Liz.
Yeah, I was
with
like,
your finger just
I'm holding
up in
it?
The air.
Yeah.
It's like,
no. I was hoping you were going to throw us a curveball and be like, start with me.
I'm recommending the Dangerous History Podcast.
This sounds like a very Zane podcast. We need a button.
Yeah.
A very Zane podcast.
Just because it's history, you would be right. So this podcast, it's not particularly dangerous. I'm just going to put that out there.
Well, that's disappointing.
In the sense that you're not in danger when you listen to it.
Oh, okay. But are the people that they're talking about in danger?
Like, there are a lot of deadly things that happen in history,
good.
And a lot of those are covered. Particularly, I would recommend, if you are interested in it, the Spanish flu pandemic, which was the 1920 pandemic, is very interesting because, you know, a lot of the same things happened and we were just totally unaware that any of that culture was happening back then, when we were blindly going through the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s. It's like, la, 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 la. No pandemics anymore. We have vaccines.
Get ready, 2120. You guys are fucked.
But also, like, there's fun, like, little bits. They sell themselves as telling the history that the establishment don't want you to know.
Okay.
So, you know, they do kind of talk about the dirty little secrets and that sort of thing. Another great episode I thought was Bacon's Rebellion. And then also, there's a lot of parts in this one, so definitely look ahead, because there are like the history of the US dollar, which is, I think, five over an hour long episodes. But there are also shorter episodes that are just, and they are presented in a fun way. So it's not like boring.
Honestly,
history.
Like anything that's up to about an hour, hour 20 is pushing it.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with. It's when you go, here's a history podcast, 4 hours an ep, that I'm like, you motherfucker.
Well, that is the thing. Like, some of these episodes, I feel like they recorded in a stretch.
Which is fine.
And then they cut it
but
up.
But break that. I just, please cut my meal before I eat it. That's all I ask.
How dare you expect me to cut my own meal?
I don't have the brain cutlery at the moment.
What are you, a billionaire?
No, how dare you?
Yeah, so this is just a fun history podcast. So I just thought I'd throw that out there again because I know I've been bringing the heavy stuff lately. This is another just kind of like, let's have some fun. This is very, it is kind of similar in tone without the like the game show aspects of Evil Geniuses or Evil Genius.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Nice.
I am excited.
I'm excited too.
That not was 100%. Too big a pause for us to believe you.
Not 100% sure. Okay, Liz.
I found this podcast because the name made me laugh. It's called Jobsolete.
That's good.
And it is exactly what it sounds like. It goes through jobs that don't exist anymore. So their little blurb is, ever wonder what kind of job you would have had if you were born in a different time? Jobsolete is a new podcast that asks that question every week. Helen Hong and Matt Beat take a spin through the workplaces of the past, looking at a different obsolete job in every episode. So they've got ones like switchboard operator or seltzer delivery person or phrenologist or my favorite, because it used to be my job, video store clerk.
You know, I don't know where I got this idea, but I've only ever had two jobs that I thought I had in a previous life. One was a ratter who had like several little dogs and would send them down into sewers to catch rats.
Oh.
And one was like a rose gardener, like he was managing like an estate's rose garden.
Yeah. Yeah. So they kind of go through and they talk about the different jobs, and like for the switchboard operator, they actually have like a recording of how long it took to get an international phone conversation and everything like that. And I just thought it was really interesting to look at the type of jobs that are completely obsolete now, and some of them I'm like, oh damn, I wish that job was still around. That's great. Like town crier, that's awesome. Yeah. Like you just get to go around shouting news at everybody.
Village idiot. People just give you booze.
Like aeronauts, you know. Yeah. Like so there's not too many episodes at time of recording, but I'm enjoying it. It's a nice little historical with a gimmick podcast. Jobsolete.
That name is just...
What a title.
That name is
what
just...
What a title.
Fucking excellent.
You know, like they would have been sitting there. I wonder whether the name came first or whether they're like, what should we call this? And then someone said Jobsolete and everyone's eyes went wide. Yeah. And they're like, yes.
They're like, mother of God.
No, definitely the name came first. They were talking about how their jobs became obsolete.
Way.
And they're like, you were Jobsoleted or you were made Jobsolete. And then they're that's a great title. And it just like Ghost of Boyfriend's Past.
No, it's more fun to think
podcast?
About it the other way. I don't know what that podcast is. You should look it up and listen to it.
It is more fun to think of it the other way. But do you think that both of you have found a new and greater appreciation for puns just because it makes me so uncomfortable?
No, yes. I've always loved them.
I always love them, but because it upsets Zane.
I used to be a headline writer. Like I was a sub-editor. My job was
that's what made
write
me
headlines.
Hate puns.
When you come up with a good one that is not only good but is not something someone groans at, it's a fist pump in the air moment. Like, good puns make me so happy.
And that's why I think that I don't like puns so much, because I am...
Because they make me happy.
No, it's because I'm such a... have such a high bar for puns.
What are you, a billionaire?
I wish.
That's the new insult.
That's the new one.
New insult.
Yeah.
What are you a billionaire? How dare you?
You're a billionaire.
You're
a billionaire.
I bet your feet taste nice.
Probably not.
Jobsolete.
Jobsolete.
Sorry. Yeah, Jobsolete. Cool.
Yes.
So my recommendation this week is called Heat Rocks. You think it is.
It's called what?
Heat Rocks.
Like.
Well, it's
like
just
rocks,
heat rocks
that are hot.
Well, it's not about rocks that are hot.
I'm just thinking like a massage, like a hot stone massage.
Oh, that'd be nice though. Oh my goodness. No, Heat Rocks is a music podcast that basically gets people to come on and discuss their favorite album, whether it's
Heat Rocks,
whether it's, you know, rock, funk, dance, hip hop, jazz, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Oliver Wang and Morgan Rhodes both host it, and they get some really, really wonderful guests, and the discussions are absolutely terrific. I'm a big music fan. This podcast this podcast makes me upset because I wish I made it. You know, it's like one of those shows where you go, fucking hell. Yeah. I wish I made this.
Yeah.
There's some really fascinating conversations on here. And they all range from, you know, from Bjork to Kanye West to D'Angelo to Prince. Like, there's just a really wonderful, eclectic mix of discussion here.
Are those the guests or the people that are being discussed?
So those are the albums being discussed. Right, right. So the type of guests are like critics, musicians, music historians, pop culture writers, and all that sort of stuff.
I would just be very impressed if they got Prince on a podcast.
Yeah, so would I actually, because I'd be like, what in the fuck?
Well, I mean,
it's just like it could have been going for years.
Before he
passed. Of course, of course. So, yeah, it's a completely fascinating podcast. Find an album that you like or a person that they're discussing and just dive in. And, yeah, so it's called Heat Rocks. It's originally called the Heat Rocks Podcast, and I think they just got rid of the podcast bit because it didn't look as fun as Heat Rocks. So, yeah.
That is actually becoming a new pet peeve of mine, and it's not...
With podcast in the title.
Yeah, podcast with podcast in the title. Right. It's like, yeah, it's just like WandaVision, the TV show.
Yeah.
It's like...
You're talking to somebody who was in a play called Speed, the movie, the play.
But that's part of the joke. If it was called Crucible, the play, it's just awkward, you know?
Where do you sit on High School Musical, the musical, the TV series?
Is that actually what it's
called? That's what it's called.
Jesus Christ.
You lost me at High School Musical. Sorry.
And then they have like High School Musical, the TV series, the holiday special. I'm not even kidding.
What are they, billionaires?
Look, I'm a big fan of the musical. I'm a big fan of that because, again, it's part of the joke.
Is part of the joke. That's a lot, though.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's almost like ATM machine.
Mm. Oof.
You know?
I hate that. Okay. Anyway, we're going to go back to last week's recommendation.
Cast your mind
back.
Which
was listener submissions.
Yeah.
And honestly, this is super exciting because I feel like we've got a really nice, well, actually, weirdly enough, probably less so mix, but let's go with
it. Who are you saying is not nice?
Nothing. Let's... go. Well, I was pointing at the bricks behind Zane because they've got a really awful tinge.
Yeah, keep digging.
So, I wish to start with Liz's podcast.
I knew you weren't gonna say yours. I was like, he should, but he won't. I understood that reference. It is brought to you by Rob and Ross, two lovely Irish gents talking about pop culture and film, and they know that it's not unique. They know this. They're very aware of the fact that they're doing something in a saturated market, but they're doing it in a really fucking charming way and have little games for each other to play that they actually spend a lot of time crafting. And I really appreciate that because you can hear the passion, and it's also sometimes they're terrible games and it's hilarious to laugh at. So, like, what'd you think?
For me, I was a bit worried because I was like, all right, pop culture talking about that, and like you said last week, there's so much of it on the market now. The thing that makes this for me is that Rob and Ross have such a genuine relationship and banter between each other. Their X-Men like Dreamcast episode is a really, really good episode.
I also listened to that one.
Yep, I really enjoyed it. I was like, because I was scrolling down, I was like, do I start at the start? And I was like, no, I'm going to dive in midway through, it's called Flexmen, which is a great title.
They've got so many good ones.
I know, they're fucking good.
Zane's rolling his eyes.
Which is great. I was like, Flexmen, I'm in. But their dream casting wasn't just like, I want this person to play it. It was like, well, let's discuss the reason that they should play it or why they shouldn't play it. And then there was a really interesting sort of discussion about like actors and shows that they'd forgotten or they're already part of the MCU or they're already part of this franchise or whatever. The thing that sells it to me is that Rob and Ross have a really good rapport with one another, and if they didn't, then I think this show falls really flat really quickly.
Plus their accents,
honestly, shady.
More Irish podcasts, please.
Yes. I understood that reference.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm not
sorry, apologies to the Irishman for probably butchering your accent. It's one of the ones I actually like doing.
another thing I really appreciated about their show was that they timestamp segments. I do appreciate if you've got segments in your show and you want to timestamp it, they think that's just a great little thing. Takes the time out to, so people can know if they don't want to listen to certain things or if there's spoilers, they know where to skip to. So
yeah.
I think that's really good to have in your show notes. So if you've got segments.
I love that. I can't be bothered doing it, stuff. But I love it.
Yeah.
Look, this podcast, I think the thing that sets it apart is the effort that goes into it. Like you said, the little games, how they present things, and it's not just surface level commentary.
They're not just talking shit. They prepare.
Okay, let's figure this out. Let's go down. Let's do these things. This is like you said last week, this is absolutely charming.
Yeah.
Irish accents are my favorite accents.
Me too.
There's not enough Irish podcasts.
More please.
This is a really fun podcast.
I really like all their segments have names. Like they don't just go, okay, now we're going to talk about, like they were talking about Nicolas Cage and their segment name was, "This looks cagey."
I love how you look at me both.
Because I know you're going to roll your eyes.
It's both guilty and relishing the pain that you're going to inflict.
This looks cagey. Mm-hmm. There's one where they did a game where he played the theme song from whatever it was on a recorder.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
called like Tonally. Oh, it was such a fucking clever name too. And then he...
Tonally Nondescript.
Tonally Nondescript. So he would play a very bad theme song but then give him like a cryptic clue as to what it was from, and the clues were actually really well written to the point where the other host was just like, oh, shit, you made that up. I thought you found that somewhere. No, that was like the effort that they go to is he learnt the recorder for this segment. Like
that's commitment.
I love it. Great. I'm glad that you guys found them as charming as I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Zane.
Well, another discussion about pop culture adjacent was the Memory Distillery, where the two hosts drink and then discuss a film through the lens of what they remember about it, what they remember if they've seen it before, / the marketing around it, / the hype around it, and then they watch it and then discuss the film afterwards. Again, kind of low stakes, talking with your friends sort of podcast.
So the concept of this I really like.
Mm.
What didn't work for me was when they were discussing parts about a movie that I know and love very well and getting it so wrong for like 30 seconds that I'm sitting there cringing going, no, just a little, no, yeah. No.
Did you write them an email?
No. Look, this is a really cool podcast. I really enjoyed it. I forgive them for shitting on one of my favorite comedy movies. I love Wayne's World unapologetically.
Yeah.
And they were just like, this is a shit movie after they watched it again. I'm like, look, I don't care what you say. I've watched it recently. I love it. Wayne's
I've
World 2
got
is
it.
Shit.
Never got it. I'm sorry. Look, I don't think it's bad. I just don't understand it.
I don't know why I understand it because I never watched the SNL skits that it was based on, but I fucking love that movie. And then they're like, this is a piece of shit movie. And I was like, guys, come on. But I love the gimmick of it. I think it's a really cool, like, let's kind of see what we remember, even if our audience members may cringe when you sit there and try and say that the Austin Powers movies were part of the Wayne's World universe. Which just made me. He's like, oh, didn't they have like 5 movies like with Goldmember? And I'm like, oh, stop. But yeah, like, and there's a few movies that I've kind of bookended to go back and have a listen to.
Yeah,
and
I mean, this is,
it's much better than people just go, let's talk about a movie that we love, because there's a real, you know, let's see what we remember about this beloved thing, and let's see if it's actually, you know, like, for example, one of those movies that I feel like that about is The Neverending Story. Loved it as a kid. It's a terrible movie.
Mm.
Yeah, rewatch it as an adult and you're like, the only thing going for this is the nostalgia hit that you get. Yeah. Everything else is bad. And
or imagining riding a luck dragon.
Yeah.
Like that's what you wanted to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Or the bit where the horse dies. And
I never remembered that until I rewatched it as an adult.
Yeah, my mum didn't either when she introduced one of my very young cousins and they were like crying and she's like, it's okay, the horse comes back to life. And I'm like, it really doesn't until right at the end. And that's not even really a thing that you notice. But yeah, I really like it, and I enjoy that it differs from the normal format of two dudes talking about a movie.
Yeah, I think I'm the same with it as well. Like I enjoyed it for the most part. It is really reliant on the fact that John and Anthony, the hosts, have a rapport and have a connection with one another. If they don't, again, this one falls completely flat. I listened to the Matrix episode at very first, which was actually really interesting because they were saying at the top of the episode that that was how they came up with the name of the podcast. I was like, oh, shit. And then it was actually quite a touching story about the origins of the show. And I was like, this is actually a pretty good intro to the fucking podcast, really.
Yeah.
And then the discussion around the movie and then also how it paved the way for SFX and all that sort of stuff and obviously the franchise and its future was a really interesting discussion.
The franchise, boo.
Well, I'll argue the Matrix sequels till the cows come home, but this is a good show. I don't know if I'll stick with it because the problem that I got from it is that there's still a lot of shows that are doing this and it's... And it's not an indictment on John and Anthony because I think they've done an excellent job. It is a very well done show, but I'm just sort of like, it's not offering me much new outside of other things. Like,
I'm rarely in the mood to listen to a movie podcast, but if I were in the mood to listen to a movie podcast, I would go to this mostly because the reasons why I love talking movies is the nostalgia hit, and that's what you get from this.
Yeah.
See, I think like this podcast, the actual. I sound like a hypocrite because I literally just said what made I understood that reference so good is the amount of effort that they put into it. What really won me over for this one was the lack of effort because it asked nothing of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just like, if I just need to tune out and just enjoy something, because I listen to a lot of history podcasts and politics podcasts and like I get worked up at some points. And so this is a great way to kind of like, let's just talk about movies in a way that isn't kind of hashtag important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think, like you said, Liz, the fact that the show goes back to watch movies, it's not about what's out now or what's coming or like the latest Netflix things. There are, honestly, this whole list is just classics.
Yeah. Like, well, because they've got to try and figure out like what they remember, what they don't. This is one of those having a drink with your mates podcasts.
Yeah.
It's like, it feels like you're the third friend chiming in with, fuck you for saying that was a bad movie. Wayne's World is great. Yeah. You know?
But yeah. I mean,
it's not great. It's all right.
It's so enjoyable to me, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm not gonna knock them because I think it's really nicely produced, and their discussions are actually quite interesting. But for me, I'm like, this doesn't offer me anything. Like, the big picture doesn't already discuss.
See, you're into information. I'm into feelings and vibes. So, like, not like in an airy fairy way, but I want nostalgia. I want to remember something and go, oh, yeah, and I want it to make me feel good, and that's what this podcast does.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it really does drill down on the nostalgia of movies.
It does. Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to go into my listener submission, which was called Back From Reality, where you talk to basically reality TV contestants past, present, about future? Their time on the show. Well, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Because they might want to go on to the show.
It's possible. If they go onto the show, the producers of the TV show will be like, we don't want them there.
That episode's out. But they talk to reality TV show people about their lives on the shows and after the show. What did you guys think?
This is a very me podcast. This is a very Liz podcast.
I feel like it's an absolute winner the moment I found it.
It is a winner, and I'm angry at myself for not finding it in the list.
yes!
This is the perfect, like, magazine article that you read after a reality TV show to find out more, but it's not as filtered as a magazine article to talk about your, like, it's really interesting hearing them talk about their experience and also the questions that the host, whose name escapes me, but she had a really cool last name.
Oh, Gabrielle Scawthorne.
Yes, that's right.
Sorry, Gabrielle.
Yep. She has a really nice way of not nice. I hate the word nice. Ugh, she has a great way of asking. No, it's not. I didn't even mean that. I meant like she's really good at it, a nice way. It was just a completely wrong word. She's good at asking questions that matter, like, did they support you with your mental health after this particular episode? Or I listened to where they talked, one of the ones I listened to was Teddy Briggs from Love Island, where she's like, okay, so three people from the Love Island franchise have taken their lives now. Like, was that in your mind when you went on to that show? Mm. Do you think the show's environment contributes to that? And look, it's obvious that he wanted another deal somewhere else, so he was being very nice about everything. Yeah. But I like that she's asking the questions that matter. And like, and I've often wanted to know this about different people because I'm pretty sure I've talked about it before. When so with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, they do a week with normal people in the jungle, and I was one of those normal people. And I remember leaving after my week of having the cameras watching me and having people, even people from the sound desk, being like, "Oh my god, how's your cold? Is it better?" And I'm like, "Who the fuck are you?" So having that on a global level would be really hard to deal with. And I remember even, you know, just crying on the way home for literally no reason. And so it's really interesting to know, you know, how people feel when they come out of that environment, having the entire world know who they are, and they're just like, "Whatever, I'm just nobody." Like,
yeah,
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I think this podcast should be compulsory listening for every single person that appears on the TV show Gogglebox.
Oh, yeah.
Just so they have a little bit of context as to what the reality behind reality TV shows is. Because sometimes I feel like it really does, like reality TV shows, when they first kind of struck it big, were for the most part edited reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's so little of that.
Yeah.
It's just improvised drama
based
around a competition usually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I have so little respect for reality TV. This podcast is really good in the sense that it is asking the questions that more people should know.
Yeah.
Stop accepting reality TV on face value is really, really well done. She is a great host and she does ask the questions. The formatting of her, I'm not sure like whether she re-records her questions and then pastes her and then splices in their answers.
There's a couple of strange beats.
Yeah.
And that's really the only thing that I kind of had an issue with is like I would much prefer to hear the back and forth rather than kind of the spliced versions. But that's just me, and maybe their formatting is not how that works. Maybe she sends them a list of questions and they answer them and then she records her voice. That's totally up in the air. That's just the one slight thing that kind of made me cringe a little bit. But yeah, I think this is a very, very interesting podcast.
I want to hear from former producers on there as well. Not current, not contracted.
Yeah.
I want former producers.
Oh, can you just imagine in 30 years the stories that are going to come out about the sordid lives behind reality TV?
I've interviewed one of the former producers of The Bachelor before.
Bachelor's like one of the worst offenders.
Oh, it's shocking.
Yeah.
It's because she wrote Unreal. Like she left The Bachelor and wrote Unreal. And while Unreal is very heightened dramatic version, you know, it's not that far off. And I also want to hear, like, there's different contestants on different shows that I've gone, "You are unwell and should not be on that show." Like there's a couple of Survivor contestants that I've gone,
Brennan Hance.
That's exactly who I was thinking of, where the producers failed their duty of care twice and got this guy who was not okay. Like I want to hear more about the mental health of people on this show and what they cope with after. Like people mercilessly bullying them because their teeth are not pristine. Like fuck that. It's great. I loved it. Thank you for bringing it. And thank you for... Was it a self-submit or was it a...
It was a self-submit.
That's awesome. So, thanks for submitting.
Well, Gabrielle's producer did, sorry.
Yeah.
Good job. Love it.
Oh, that makes me feel really good now.
Yeah, good.
Fuck yeah. Makes me feel a bit shit about reality TV, but I felt bad about that
feel
for a while.
It's a guilty watch. It always is. Yeah. But it's a guilty watch that's such great escapism. I can't stop. Yeah. So...
Well, that's good the thing. Done.
Escapism.
You know, someone's got to pay for my pleasure, right?
Yeah. What are you, a billionaire?
Should we back end? So, Liz, what did you recommend this week?
Oh, God, Job Sleep.
Zane, what did you recommend this
week? Oh, God, the Dangerous History Podcast.
Sorry, I just was like, what did I scrolled up on my notes and I was like, oh, where am I?
And I recommended Heat Rocks, but... you can get us. I've been a little bit lax on the Facebook and Instagram posts the last 2 weeks. I apologize.
And look, to be honest, normally I'd be on you for it, but that's you can tell how swamped I am when I'm not harassing you.
That was
gonna
say that's
something.
The least of your problems.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm back on the posting again, so you can get us on Facebook, Castology, on Instagram as well. If we recommend you, we'll tag you. So listener submissions, If you want to contact us, do they just contact us through the form if they want to? If there's
the form is the easiest way for me. Cool. Because that gives us all your details.
You can put it straight over into our submission.
But if you want to reach out on any of the social medias, we're more than open to that.
Yeah,
as well.
Please do. thatsnotcanon.com/castology. There's the form. You can send us those details, but you can also contact us on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter as well. So if you know we're doing a listener submission, I really want to get those details right. So if there's something that we're missing or that you want us to tag like correctly, please do, because a lot of podcasts are very difficult to find for me to promote, and listener submissions are super important. So please send them through, but I will be eagle-eyed for all your details.
Have we got that on the form now? Their handles? Can we put a space on the form for them to put their handles?
Yeah, that'd be great, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that makes my job so much easier because it means that I'm tagging the right people, right podcasts and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, but I'll be one of your hosts, Nick Plico. Across me has been
Liz Best
and
Zane C. Weber.
Keep listening to podcasts, people.
I'm Dan Beeston.
I'm Gregoire.
And we're smart enough to know better.
We're a podcast of science.
What's the first question you ask? How do we get a baby drunk?
Comedy.
What's the best way to kill Jar Jar Binks?
And ignorance.
Household hydrogen peroxide is like 3% to 6% hydrogen peroxide. So you can drink 94% of any hydrogen peroxide and still be okay.
Search for Smart Enough to Know Better in your podcast compatible device.
My master's just went down the toilet.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.